As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man who had been blind from birth.
Do you see that blind man? He was born blind, so is he being punished for something bad that he did or something bad that his parents did?
How could he have sinned at birth? He was just a baby. And why would God punish him for something someone else did?
Those are good points. I never thought about it like that.
I have come to show the world that God is good. God is not punishing him for any sin, but in order for God's will to be done on the earth, someone has to take the time to show him the love of God. I know you can't see. I'm making some mud, and now I'm going to rub some mud on your eye. Don't worry, it won't hurt. Now go wash your eyes in the pool over there. Peter, the devil wants you to think that God wants people to suffer bad things so no one will pray.
I can see!
Well, I learned a valuable lesson today. When I see something bad, I'm going to pray for good.
Always remember, God loves people and wants only good things for them.
That Bible story showed a man that was blind and couldn't see Jesus until he was healed. The devil tries to blind our minds so we can't understand that God is always good. And because God is good, he sent Jesus to die for our sins so that we could become God's children just by asking Jesus to live in our hearts. If you'd like to ask Jesus to come live in your heart, then I want to pray with you. Dear God,
Dear God,
thanks for sending Jesus.
Thanks for sending Jesus
to die for my sins.
To die for my sins.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Be the boss of my life.
Be the boss of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
If you'd like to learn more, check out Jesus and Me Clubhouse. Hey kids, welcome to Jesus and Me Clubhouse. I'm KC.